along to this week's Champions League assist. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I'm joined this week by James Milton and Aaron Ashley to go through the second leg of the quarterfinals. We're brought to you in association with Free Super Tips, and we'll be trying to mark your card as to the best value bets ahead of the second legs, which takes place on Tuesday and Wednesday. Before we get into the midweek matches, though, let's have a quick reflection on what happened last week in the first leg. Milts, you still on cloud nine after that performance at the Emirates from Arsenal?
It was stunning. Yeah, I was at the game, actually. It was absolutely fantastic atmosphere. And, just made Real Madrid look pretty ordinary, I think. They were they were rattled. I think Arsenal's midfield dominated. And you know, even with Gabriel, such an influential figure in Arsenal's resurgence over the past three seasons, out of action, I think Arsenal stood up really well. And obviously, a couple of stunning strikes from Declan Rice. As I was leaving the stadium, I was behind a couple of young lads who were discussing who they'd rather face in the final, which I'm not quite getting that far ahead. But no, it was a fantastic night.
I mean, obviously, Arsenal was probably the standout result, Aaron, in terms of the first legs. But anybody else catch your eye and that you thought maybe, you know, could consider as potential winners this time around?
I mean, it's probably hard to go against Paris Saint-Germain at the minute, Warren. I mean, it was a cruel blow for Aston Villa to concede that third goal in injury time, but it was probably more than a fair enough reflection given the way the match went. PSG, I just think they warrant being favourites, really, at the moment. They're obviously second favourites behind Barcelona, but they look the most complete team to me, and matching their intensity is going to be extremely difficult, especially given they've already obviously won the Ligue 1 title, so they can unwind domestically. Barca are still in a bit of a title race, but they just look like the most complete outfit to me. They're just full of energy, full of vibrancy, and I think they're going to be tough to stop, to be honest, Warren.
Yeah, it is looking like a hard task for Aston Villa. We'll get onto that very shortly, because it is one of two games taking place on Tuesday evening. So just to quickly run you through the fixtures. On Tuesday night, both 8 o'clock kickoffs, Aston Villa against PSG and Borussia Dortmund face Barcelona. And then on Wednesday, also 8 o'clock kickoffs UK time, it's Inter Milan against Bayern Munich and Real Madrid versus Arsenal. Let's start off with the game at Villa Park, as Aaron's already alluded to there. 3-1 down Villa, of course, from the first leg in the French capital. Milts, it looks like it's going to be incredibly difficult for Unai Emery's men when you consider how well PSG have played, and certainly with Villa's form as well this season. You know, they have threatened on occasions to, you know, really be up there with Europe's top teams, but this is another level, really.
This is it. I mean, you know, on paper, they're on a cracking run of form, aren't they, Villa? But, you know, they've been playing some pretty soft fixtures. You know, in the FA Cup, they played a couple of Championship sides. You know, good wins in the league against Brighton and then last weekend against Southampton. But, you know, as Aaron's mentioned, PSG are probably the form team in Europe along with Barcelona. And there's just a kind of relentlessness to them at the moment. You know, that's reflected in their shot stats. They've, you know, absolutely demolished Manchester City and Liverpool, even in that 1-0 home defeat on the shot stats. It was a similar story against Villa. And yeah, I think Aaron's quite right that 3-1 certainly didn't flatter PSG. I just think the way this is set up, it's such a difficult balancing act for Villa. You know, when do they start taking risks, start throwing men forward? Because you just know that with PSG's attacking talent, both in the starting 11 and from the bench, you know, they're going to be so dangerous on the break.
Villa are 23-10 to win the second leg. It's 27-10 the draw and 11-10 PSG. I mean, Aaron, if we try to be a bit positive about Villa's chances, if you want anybody in your dugout in terms of a two-legged European affair, you would probably want Unai Emery with his European experience.
Very much so, Warren. You're completely right. But they've got to throw caution to the wind now. They're 3-1 down. You would say that they are unbeaten in 17 home games, and they'll feel that they do have the firepower to make the French champions work hard for their place in the final. But as you say, if they commit too early and commit bodies forward, that PSG front line, they're just going to expose them on the counter-attack. And there's just so much pace, and they're devastatingly quick. There's just so much energy in midfield. The way they press off the ball, they're just going to force mistakes. PSG, obviously, they won at Anfield in the second leg of their last 16 tie. They've won 25 of the last 28 matches. They were given a free week domestically having already secured the title. And like you say, they won the shot count 29-10 in the first leg. And although away from home, it may be a bit closer that, than that, but they're just going to have a little bit too much quality, I think. And I do see Villa scoring. So I'm going to go for both teams to score in over 2.5 goals at 10 to 11. I can see Villa definitely getting on the score sheet, but it's hard to see how they can stop this PSG side.
Yeah, I think the irony won't be lost on many people, Mills, the fact that, you know, Mbappe moves on to Real Madrid. They haven't necessarily got the standout big names anymore, PSG, but they look more of a team.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, you know, it is a team sport, I think. And the obsession with sort of the Messi-Ronaldo rivalry and then, you know, stars like Haaland and Mbappe and the Ballon d'Or and whatever. I mean, you know, I think people overlook that yeah, it's about getting that balance right. And, you know, after a slow start to the season, PSG and Luis Enrique have done that in style. And, you know, one player I'm keeping an eye on, we've mentioned they've got so many goal threats, but I thought Vitinha at 6-1 to score at any time is interesting. You know, he's got such a crucial role in central midfield. He had completed 148 passes in the first leg, which is a record for a PSG player in the Champions League. Bit of a niche record, admittedly, but I think he's a decent goal threat as well. Had three shots, one on target against Villa. Also had three against City and five over the two legs against Liverpool. Could be on penalties as well. He scored all three of his penalties this season, and as well as one in the shootout against Liverpool, and scored in both legs of that 10-0 rout of Brest in the playoff round. So I think, you know, so many attacking threats, but I think he's another one who Villa should worry about.
Yeah, I wonder whether we'll have a role visitor to Villa Park on Tuesday evening as well. I imagine that it will be one or two cheering on the home side, but it will be a tough test, as we say, against PSG. Most eyes across Europe will probably be on that game, because the other game on Tuesday evening looks like it might be a done deal already. Barcelona 4-0 up against Borussia Dortmund in the first leg, of course, in Spain. This time around, the Westfalenstadion will need to be at its highest octane and level, because they'll need to overturn this massive deficit. Dortmund 29-10 to win the second leg. It's 3-1 the draw and 5-6 Barcelona. Aaron, we'll start with you with this one. Is it a done deal? Is there any way back for Dortmund?
No, it's almost impossible to see, Warren. Barcelona look in complete cruise control, don't they, after that 4-0 rout in the opening leg. Dortmund look like a shadow of the side that made last season's final. They're eighth in the Bundesliga. And I think Barcelona can win again. I do see Dortmund getting on the score sheet, though. So Barca to win and both teams to score at 15-8 would be the way I go. Barca, they've scored 36 goals in 11 Champions League matches this season. And they haven't been beaten since losing 2-1 to Monaco on match day one in September in Europe. I think they can make it 10 wins in the last 11 Champions League matches. Obviously, they won 3-2 away at Dortmund in the group phase of the competition. They're on a 24-game unbeaten run. And while they don't need to win, I just think that Dortmund's desperation to get back in the tie is going to see them picked off a few times. So, yeah, I'd be going. That's the way I'd be going.
I think, James, it was probably not an ideal preparation to have to play Bayern Munich in the league just before this second leg as well for Dortmund. Everything seems to be going against them, and Barcelona are on a roll at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, we've spoken about what a difficult task Villa face, and, you know, Dortmund in even more dire straits. And yeah, I mean, I saw Hansi Flick's quotes about this game saying, you know, we need to go over there and make sure we commit as few errors as possible, which sounds like one for the media rather than for his players. I think he'll just say to his attacking players, you know, go out there and do what you've been doing all season, really. So, yeah, I think over 3.5 goals, you know, the way that the game's bound to open up as Dortmund have to try something. Over 3.5 goals looks the best bet for me. Copped in 8 of Barca's 11 Champions League games this season. And 2 of the other 3 were when they had defenders sent off very early on against Monaco and against Benfica. So I just think the way that their forward line is playing, I think they're going to be far too strong for Dortmund again.
OK, well, that's Tuesday wrapped up. On to Wednesday now with two more mouth-watering games to look forward to. And at the San Siro, it'll be Inter Milan against Bayern Munich. And Inter will have a goal advantage following the first leg at the Allianz Arena. 2-1 up are the Serie A giants, and they're 8-5 to win the second leg at home. It's 27-10 the draw and 31-20 Bayern Munich. I think Inter are one of those that have kind of sneaked under the radar, Mills. We've mentioned them a few times, obviously, on the show, and saying that, you know, defensively, they've always been strong, but they've also got that goal threat about them now. I mean, Lautaro Martinez seems to be a fresh, full fitness as well, and a real danger. And could they potentially go on and win this?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly, I mean, I think you look at them in that side of the draw with Barcelona, and the way Barca play, you just think, you know, are they going to come unstuck against more solid opponents who can kind of, you know, box a bit clever and hit them on the break maybe? And yeah, I think if Inter do get through, and obviously they've still got work to do, I think that will be a fascinating kind of clash of styles with Barca in the probable semi-final. I think, you mentioned Martinez, an absolutely fabulous goal that Inter scored in Munich, set up by Marcus Thuram. You know, that strike partnership has been terrific over the past couple of seasons. I think it was a game of fine margins, wasn't it? You know, Harry Kane missed a great chance. You know, you expected him to put that away at 0-0 rather than hit the post. So I'm not expecting Bayern to go out with a whimper. I don't think they're going to die wondering. So I think maybe over 2.5 goals is the bet here. It's a really interesting game. You know, obviously the other three have all got teams looking to overturn massive first leg deficits, but this one, you know, as we saw in the first leg, finely balanced, again a bit of a clash of styles, and I think it'll be really, really interesting. You know, just looking at Inter, their defensive record in Europe is obviously absolutely superb this season, but they've only kept one clean sheet in their last eight, so that gives Bayern a little sniff. And yeah, I think this could be a high scoring second leg.
Bayern will obviously be frustrated, Aaron, to have let that late goal in, to have a deficit go into the San Siro. But they're clearly not out of this yet. But, you know, I've been quite critical, as many people have, of the decision to have Vincent Kompany as their manager because of his lack of experience probably at this level. And this might be a situation where that lack of experience tells.
Definitely, Warren. Yeah, it's definitely a factor. And as you say, we've finally got a delicately poised tie, unlike the other three. But Inter are in the ascendancy after their 2-1 win in Munich last week. And I think they can complete the job by winning at the San Siro. They're 5-6 on the draw, no bet, which I think is especially appealing. Inter, they're unbeaten in 20 home games. They've won all five of their Champions League home matches this season. And that features four clean sheets, which is also includes a 1-0 win over Arsenal in November. So they've conceded three goals in the Champions League this season. I think those defensive qualities will serve them well against Bayern, who have lost on European trips to Aston Villa, Barcelona and Feyenoord this season. Bayern, they've obviously dropped points in three of the last five Bundesliga matches as well to keep the door a little ajar for Leverkusen. And there is a bit of an air of vulnerability defensively about them without some key figures. Obviously, Manuel Neuer's injured. Deo Upamecano is injured alongside Alphonso Davies. And there's no Musiala in midfield to provide that creative spark. So they're missing some big figures there. So I think Inter can get the job done. And draw no bet, 5-6 is the way I'd approach it.
Yeah, so we're sailing towards Inter in terms of the first of the two ties on Wednesday. The other is a real heavyweight clash, of course, at the Bernabeu, where Real Madrid will entertain Arsenal. 3-0 down are Real from the first leg at the Emirates. They're 4-6 to win the second leg. It's 4-1 Arsenal and the draw 29-10. Instantly, that 4-1, I have to say, jumps off the page at me, Aaron, in terms of looking ahead to this game. Yes, they've got a 3-0 lead, Arsenal. They don't have to go for it. But obviously, Real Madrid do, and they may well leave some gaps at the back.
Very much so. Real Madrid were made to look very ordinary in the opening leg. Arsenal's energy was difficult to match. But you couldn't be completely confident that this tie is done and dusted. If Real were to get an early goal, then who knows? The issue is, defensively, they look erratic, they look very suspect and look easy to expose. And I fancy Arsenal to get on the score sheet, especially with Militao, Carvajal and Mendy all injured, who would probably all be starting this game if would be the preferred option for Ancelotti. With Camavinga now suspended as well, that takes away a little bit more protection from the defence. So I don't expect Real to roll over, but I think it just will turn into a gung-ho game. So I'm going to go for over 3.5 goals at 11-8. Both teams have scored in Real Madrid's last 10 Champions League home games. And they've kept only one clean sheet in the last 12 at home. Carlo Ancelotti's side have put five past Borussia Dortmund and Salzburg at home this season, as well as three against Stuttgart and City. So we know they can get on a roll if they would score early, and they've obviously got the attacking talent to do so. Arsenal have conceded in 10 of the last 14 matches, so I don't think they can just go there and rest on their laurels as such, because I think they'll fancy exposing this Real defence. So I'm going to go for over 3.5 goals and another action-packed game.
Mills, before we get your bet and your best bet for this game, just from an Arsenal perspective of how they approach it, I mean, if they'd had Gabriel fit, I think Arsenal fans would have gone into it with a little bit more confidence, thinking, you know, two solid centre-backs that can probably deal with what Real Madrid have to throw at them. The fact that he's missing, does that have a big role to play in the mindset of Mikel Arteta?
I'm not sure it will, because I think, you know, maybe before the first leg that was a concern. But, you know, Kivior did pretty well alongside Saliba, who really stepped up as well in the absence of Gabriel. I think Arteta's strength has been kind of, you know, tactically setting up his team to be hard to beat. And that's reflected in Arsenal's record against the big six. You know, so often there are a soft touch in those big games in the Premier League. I think they're unbeaten in 20 now against the traditional big six. And so that I think will give them belief, you know, as well as the performance in the first leg. You know, I think, as Aaron says, it's definitely not over. You just feel that an early goal could really set up a tense night for Arsenal. But I've got faith in Arteta, you know, what he's done over the past three seasons in the Premier League, as I said, making them so hard to beat. I'd be edging towards the draw in this one, actually. I think he can frustrate Real. You know, draws have really undermined Arsenal in the Premier League title race this season, but I think they'd be celebrating a stalemate on Wednesday.
Well, on the face of things, as to what Aaron and James think, we could have semi-finals, or the last four anyway, of PSG, Barcelona, Inter Milan and Arsenal, which would be, yeah, something to really look forward to in terms of the semi-finals. But we know exactly what can happen, of course, in the Champions League with previous quarter-final experience. Which way will it go? We shall see this weekend. Coming up next on the Champions League Assist, we'll be taking you through the assist treble selections and the naps from both James and Aaron.
Do you want football free bets? All the best offers from your favourite bookmakers can be found in one place. Check out racingpost.com/free-bets to find out more. Racing Post, stay ahead of the field.
So let's start off then with the Champions League assist for this midweek round of fixtures. Aaron, we'll start with your selection first for the treble.
I said that I fancied over 3.5 goals for a value selection in Real Madrid and Arsenal, so I'll play it slightly safer for the treble. I'll go over 2.5 goals, which I still think looks a fair price at 4-7. Real need to score at least 3 times on their own just to keep the tie alive, and 9 of the last 11 Champions League matches have gone over 2.5 goals. The host's firepower speaks for itself, but they are defensively vulnerable in my eyes, and it's an area Arsenal will be confident they can expose. Also, each of Arsenal's last 7 Champions League matches have all gone over 2.5 goals.
Okay, that's Aaron's thoughts then on his assist treble selection. Milts, which one are you going for?
Yeah, I'm going for both teams to score in Inter against Bayern Munich. Obviously not a successful betting strategy in Inter's games this season, but I think the way this second leg is shaping up, I think it'll be an open game. You know, Inter, for all their defensive excellence in Europe, have kept one clean sheet in their last 8 games in all competitions. Both teams have scored in 7 of Bayern's last 9, and the exceptions were those 3-0 and 2-0 wins over Bayer Leverkusen in the last round of the Champions League. So I think Bayern are going to have to go for it, and I think they can certainly land a blow on the Inter defence, but should be a fascinating game.
Okay, well, I'm going to head towards the Westfalenstadion for the Borussia Dortmund-Barcelona clash, and I'm going to go with Rafinha to score or assist at any time in that game at 8-13. He equaled Lionel Messi's record on goal contributions in the last match. One more, of course, to eclipse that record of the Barcelona legend. And the former Leeds man is just absolutely on fire at the moment. Everything stacked up against Dortmund, of course. 4-0 down. They've never beaten Barcelona in European competition. And Barca have won all 3 of their games against German sides in the Champions League this season as well. And Rafinha looks like the key man at the moment. And to say 8-13 for him to score or assist in Tuesday's game. So we're going with both teams to score in the Inter Milan-Bayern Munich game. We're going for over 2.5 goals between Real Madrid and Arsenal. And my selection to round up the assist treble is Rafinha to score or assist in the game between Borussia Dortmund and Barcelona. And that just leaves us the naps from James and Aaron for this week's show. And James, we'll start with your nap first.
Yeah, I'm going for over 1.5 second half goals in Villa against PSG. You know, we've mentioned what a difficult balancing act this is for Aston Villa. I just feel like, you know, if they're still chasing the tie in the second half, I think, you know, gaps are going to open up and PSG, as we've seen, absolutely ruthless in attack. And Villa's last six Premier League games have featured 14 second half goals. They kind of come on strong as the game goes on as well. And I think just looking at both sides, likely subs benches, you know, there's so much attacking talent to be thrown on by Emery and Enrique. So I don't think this game's going to peter out. So, another exciting second half involving PSG.
After what happened against Southampton at the weekend, Villa will be hoping there's no penalties involved in the clash with PSG. So that is James's nap. What about your nap, Aaron, for this week?
I'm also going to stay at Villa Park, and I'm going to go for both teams to score an over 2.5 goals in the Aston Villa-PSG game. The first leg was open and entertaining, with PSG winning 3-1 thanks to some excellently crafted goals. And while they don't need to win at Villa Park, I'm still expecting another high-octane encounter. The total XG for the first leg was 2.68, with a total of 36 shots. And Villa have no choice but to go on the front foot, and I think that's something which could be costly against this young and energetic Parisian attack. Villa have obviously bolstered their forward options in January, so they've got a lot of firepower of their own. So I fancy them to get on the score sheet, given they've only lost two of the last 25 home games. But PSG ultimately may be too strong.
OK, well, a big thanks to both James and Aaron for their tips and advice ahead of this midweek get round of Champions League matches. Make sure that you like, comment and subscribe on the Racing Post YouTube channel. If you like your golf, of course, don't forget to make sure that you keep in touch with The Sweet Spot every Tuesday with Steve Palmer. We'll have reflections on an amazing Masters tournament this Tuesday and look ahead to this week's golf events as well. The Assist will be back on Thursday when we're looking ahead to the Premier League and EFL action. But in the meantime, please remember to gamble responsibly and enjoy your midweek football.